וזה בחינס גוידל או השירוס שזוכו ישראל ביציאס מצרים. This will also explain the incredible wealth that the Jewish people were zeichet to upon leaving Egypt. כי זוכו בכוח מוישה שהוא הדס לגלוי סולוהויר הגוונן שבכסף הזוב. The Jewish people were zeichet through Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents Das. He's the one who gave us the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is always referred to in the Torah as the power of Das. Ato horeisu lo Das, keshem alakim. Through Moshe Rabbeinu, they were zeichet to reveal and bring forth the light that's found in the spiritual light, the heavenly light that's found in gold and silver. V'al kein lo yotzu mishom ad shenitztavu lishom mimitzrayim klei chesed v'lezov v'smolos. And this is why they didn't leave Egypt before Hashem instructed them to borrow from the Egyptians all of their gold and silver and clothing. Kedei lo hoitzi hamomoin v'hashirus mehamedame miparo yumitzrayim. In order to take all of that wealth away from the koyach hamedame, which is Paroi, Mitzrayim, they're Medame, they're the idol worshippers and everything. Ulahachziroi el HaKedusha. And to return this money, to bring it back into the Kedusha, into the realm of holiness, the Hainu LiYisrael, into Jewish hands. She'etzlom me'irin hagavnen Elohim shebekesev ezov. When the money is in Jewish hands, then that spiritual light, that heavenly light that's found in the money, shines. Ki ein hagavnin meirin elo etzli Yisrael. Because the light, the spiritual light that's found in money, does not shine unless that money is in Jewish hands. When we say Jewish hands there, we mean, again, where it's being used properly. Jewish hands of people who believe in Hashem and who use the money to show respect for Hashem, for mitzvahs, for ma'asim tovim, to live a proper Jewish life. Vaydeze daiko yotzu. And it's by accomplishing this major feat of taking all of that wealth and extracting it from Medame, taking it out of Medame, and bringing it into the Kiddusha, into the Sechel, that's what got the Jews out of Egypt, to leave Egypt completely. Bebechinas, as Hashem said to Avram Avinu, first the Jews are going to be enslaved for so many years. V'achreichein yetzu berchush godol. And then they will leave Egypt with great wealth. Look how the Torah is making these two dependent on each other. The leaving is dependent on the great wealth. Berchush godol daiko, shaydei berchush godol aydei ze biatzmo yotzu. Through this great wealth, the great wealth is what took them out. Meaning, al yedei shezochu legaloi sagavnin shebekesev ezohov, sheim gedula saboyrei, by the fact that the Jews were able to take that massive amount of gold and silver and turn on the light in it, bring out the light, the heavenly glow in it, which is the Gedulas HaBoyri, the greatness of Hashem, Shaydeze Nichnu HaKlipois, which Rabbeinu Zal told us in Likutei Moran, how does a person bring about the defeat of the Klipois, the Sitra Achra, the minute you reveal Hashem? When Hashem is hidden, covered up, then the Klipois are running around, just like Lahavdil, in a house, sometimes, unfortunately, when the lights are out, there's all kinds of things crawling around on the floor sometimes. A person walks into the bathroom and he turns on the light, suddenly you see them scurrying for cover. They're running to hide. Because that's the klipos, the forces of tumah, the bugs, the worms, all of those things. When the light is revealed, they run away. So here also, when we're talking about kesef and zohov, when the light is hidden, then the klipa is on it. The minute you reveal Gedulas HaBoyrei, then the Klipois are Nichna, they run away. And we said that in Egypt, Yosef HaTzadik was the one who accomplished this by being charitable, by being generous, taking care of his brothers. We say charity begins at home. One of the mitzvahs of tzedakah is for a person to take care of their own family who needs it sometimes when they're in major need. So Yosef HaTzadik, where the Torah testifies, Vayechalkel, there are people, lo aleinu, who turn their backs on their family. I was recently in the States. I had the privilege of telling over a story that my Rebbe Zichron Avrocha told, which was one of the most effective stories that I ever heard in my life, where he told a story about a family where the grandfather, you know, was a refugee, a greenhorn, as they call it, came over from the old country, from Poland or Russia, came over to America and worked very, 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 very hard to see to it that his son would have a proper education, would go to university and everything, to become a professional, to become a successful business person. And sure enough, the son grows up, and because he had a major secular education with very little religion, he ends up marrying also a secular woman, Jewish, non-Jewish, whatever it was, and he ends up living in one of these very secular neighborhoods, and far away from where his father, the greenhorn, the refugee, is. And he cuts off from his father because he doesn't want to be associated with him. He's a real American. He doesn't want anybody to know that his parents, his ancestors, are not true, fine-bred American people. And then and he has his own children. And one day, this son, who by now is very wealthy and successful and lives in one of these neighborhoods where people, foreigners, aren't that welcome, and one day it's freezing cold, and it's pouring cats and dogs, and it's hailing and snowing. And one night at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, there's a knock on his door. And he tells his son, go see who's at the door. Who's knocking at the door this late hour, freezing? Who's out there? What kind of person could be out there at this time of night? And the kid runs and answers the door, and he says, it's Grandpa. And he says, what is he? Don't let him in. He's probably wet and everything. He'll make the carpet dirty. Find out what he wants. So the grandson asks Grandpa, and Grandpa says he's living in this apartment and there's no heat and it's freezing cold. And he came to ask his son if he has maybe an extra coat or an extra blanket that he can use, that the grandfather can use to be able to warm himself with. So the grandson runs back to his daddy and he says, Grandpa's freezing. He says, there's no heat in his apartment. Could you lend him a coat? Could you lend him a blanket? So the son says, you know what? Go up to the attic. In the attic, in one of those boxes there where you have all kinds of old stuff, there's an old, old coat that I have. Bring it down. Give it to Grandpa. So the son runs up and he comes back down. And he wants to check with his father first if this is the one that he meant. So he runs into his daddy, who's watching the TV on the 84-foot screen, and he says to his daddy, Daddy, is this the one that you wanted me to give Grandpa? And the father looks and he sees half a coat there, and he says, well, what happened to the other half? Where's the other half of the coat? He says, Daddy, I cut it in half. I left the other half upstairs for you. When I become a daddy and you're going to be the grandpa, you're going to be poor and you're going to come to me like, I'm going to give you the other half. And this was a story to show of certain instances, lo aleinu rachman al-slan, where there are children who turn their backs on their parents, where parents who took care of their kids, who raised them, what a parent goes through in raising a child, no child could ever know, could ever imagine. Especially parents who went through difficult circumstances. And then the child becomes supposedly successful and wealthy. And when the parent is in need, the child forgets. And the child, chas v'shalom, doesn't behave like Yosef HaTzadik did in the story that we mentioned. Because it's through this great wealth that the Jews left Egypt. Through the fact that the Jews were zeicha to reveal the gavnin, the light in the kesef esov, which is gedula saboire. That's what brings about the downfall of the klipos, the sitrachra, shem bechinas koyach hamedame, which is bechinas paro yomitzrayim, v'oz yotzu misham. And that's what took the Jews out of Egypt. Hopefully, Rav Nosson Zal is going to mention this, but this is obviously also the solution to our golos that we're in now. we now are experiencing Golos Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zal mentioned many times that the word Mitzrayim is a code word that refers to all the exiles that the Jewish people are in. And this unquenchable thirst for wealth, for money, for more, that Jewish people are experiencing, this Golos, where they're never happy, never satisfied, never experiencing freedom, just to be able to really totally relax and enjoy what they have. This is the Golos that Jews are experiencing today. And the Torah says, Tzion b'mishpo tipode v'shoveho b'tztoko, that here also, what's going to take the Jewish people out of the exile we're in today? It's the mitzvah of tztoko, the tztoko that's being given properly when Jews show that they really believe in Hashem, and they believe that the money is Hashem's money by fulfilling the mitzvah of tztoko properly, and thereby revealing the gedulas habayre, the gedulas Hashem that's found in this world, and thereby being zeichet to this rechush godol. Suddenly the person is totally satisfied with what he has. Suddenly he asks the person, how are things? And he says, great, wonderful. I have everything I could ever want. Because the person has trained himself to want what he has. To want what he has, not to want what somebody else has. Not to want more and more and more, to have that unquenchable thirst. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'zeh b'chinas v'yikach Moishes atzmoy soysif yimoy. And this is why the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef HaTzadik with him. V'dor Shurazal, and the Medrash says on this, Chacham lev yikach mitzvois. That the one who is really smart, really intelligent, takes mitzvois with him. Shekol Yisrael osku bebiza. The rest of the Jewish people were involved in gathering up the wealth of Egypt. Moshe osak bi'atzmos Yosef. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in searching for and finding and gathering up the bones of Yosef HaTzadik to take that with him. Rav Nosson Zal says now, v'lechoyre koshe. There seems to be a question in this statement in the Medrash. It says they were doing this, but Moshe Rabbeinu was doing that, seeming to imply as if you would think they were doing the wrong thing and Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the right thing. Haloigam bizas Mitzrayim hoyo mitzvah gedoyla mehashem isborach. We know that taking this wealth from the Egyptians was also a major mitzvah that Hashem had instructed them. Shetzivo v'hizraleim lasoik bozeh. Hashem had commanded and instructed the Jewish people to do this. As the Pasuk says, Daber no ba'oznei ha'am, please speak to the Jewish people, v'yishalu, and they should all borrow from their Egyptian neighbors all of their gold and silver. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinazal, and the Gemara tells us, b'bakoshim emcha, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I beg of you, hazhirom al zeh, to tell them the importance of this, warn them about this. So what's going on? It seems as if Hashem is implying that this was something very important for the Jews to do, and yet Moshe Rabbeinu is doing something else. Ach be'emes hakoil nichol pi hanal. But Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the chapter in the Likutei Moran that we're expounding on here, based on what we're learning here, you'll see how it all fits perfectly. Ki bevadai ashirus digdusha shel Yisrael haksherim hu yokor ma'oid. Because most certainly the wealth and the possessions, the holy wealth of religious Jews, Jews who know what money is all about, Jews who know what money is for, their wealth is something very special and very precious and very holy. Vehu hisgalus gedulei habayrei sporach. It's a display of the greatness of Hashem, Hashem's greatness. Shenizgale gedulosa yisporach al yedei agavnen iloin shebemomoin Yisroel akshem kanal. Whereby Hashem's greatness is displayed through the beautiful colors in the money and the wealth of religious Jews. A religious Jew builds a beautiful home for himself. What's the most important things in the home? His sforim. What does he have on display? What is he really displaying? Is it gold and silver? No. It's all the Sforim that he has, and his beautiful Hanukkah menorah, and the wonderful mezuzahs that he bought, and again the special room in the house for guests. Again, he's showing that this isn't mine. My house is open, like the house of Avraham Avinu was open, opening and welcoming. I can't wait to have people to share what I have with other people, to invite people for Shabbos and for the weekdays. And Validei Ashirus Hazois, Iker Hachnoas Haklipois Vahataivois Shem Koyach Medame. And it's through this kind of wealth, when the wealth is in the hands of a truly religious Jew who knows where the money came from, he knows whose money it is, and he knows how to use it properly, his money is a display of Gedulas Hashem. And that kind of wealth is Machnia the Klipois. That kind of wealth subdues the Sitra Achron in a very big way. And this is what takes the person or the entire Jewish people out of Medame into Sechel. Avol ein zoichen la shirus koze kim al yedei ribuit stokol aniim hagunim. But the only way that a Jew can be zoiche to that kind of wealth, where the money has that bracha to it, it has that light to it, where the person is totally satisfied with what they have, and they enjoy sharing what they have with others, all the different things that the Torah, how the Torah defines and describes Ashirus Digdusha, wealth of holiness, the only way a Jew can really be zeichet to that is through Ribui Tzedakol Aniyim Hagunim, by giving a lot of charity to people who are really worthy and deserving of it. We know the Torah speaks about Oni She'enoi Hogun. There are many people, lo aleinu, unfortunately, who give massive amounts of charity to Aniyim She'enam Hagunim, where they find out that their money went to the wrong place. Their money wasn't really being used for poor people at all, Chas V'Shalom. They were being ripped off, Rachmona Litzlan. We just had an incident recently. This year is being given in Tammuz Tovshin Samachtes in July 2009. A few weeks ago, it was discovered in America, that America, which is known as the land of charity, one of the most charitable places on earth. And it was discovered that $150 billion of mostly Jewish money, and a lot of this Jewish money was money that had already been given to charity, had been given to philanthropic causes, had been given to Jewish universities, supposedly, other places like Jewish hospitals. And this money ended up in the hands people wanted, again, they weren't satisfied with the money. It wasn't good enough that somebody donated this amount. Now we have to have this money make more money and endanger that money, put it at risk, put it in the hands of a supposedly highly qualified investor, financial advisor, financial wizard. And the money got flushed. Rahman al-Slam, flush down the toilet, Rahman al-Slam, and these charitable organizations and thousands of families who supposedly had set aside this money. This was their golden egg. This was what they were going to use. I heard discussions on the radio, on television, of people saying that this is money they put aside for their children's or grandchildren's university education. They wanted to make sure to prepare for them already and everything. They were planning already two generations down the line. And all of it got erased very easily. A person has to know that there's a chapter in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Tzedakah in Yoredeh, where it explains what's called charity. How does Hashem define charity? That's not something that every Joe Blow knows what charity is. Of course, everybody knows charity is university, hospital, the blind people, the cats and dogs, all kinds of different organizations. The Torah gives specific definition and instruction of the different levels of charity and how charity should be given properly without self-glorification. When people are looking for personal kavod to come out of the charity, unfortunately, in many cases, the charity ends up not going to the most proper places. So Rav Nosson Zal here is using the terminology that's used in the Gemara and in Halacha. Aniim hagunim, truly worthy and deserving poor people. Shaydei ze daiko nistakein kol memoinoi. That's how a person fixes all of his money. Umeirin bohen hagavnen eloen, and is able to bring forth the light, the spiritual light that's found in money and in wealth, in physical possessions. V'alkein b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim shubchinas hachnos hamedame she'ikar hachnos haydeis galas hagavnen shebaman Yisrael. And therefore, when the Jews were leaving Egypt, which means the medame was being defeated, which was being accomplished by revealing this light in the money, shezeu b'chinas bizas Mitzrayim kanal, which is the concept of all the wealth of Egypt going over into the hands of the Jews, al kein oz osak Moshe ba'atzmos Yosef. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, parallel to that, was involved in the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Ki atzmos Yosef HaTzadik ze b'chinas koyach hatzdoko kanal, because the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik represented charity, the power of charity. Haynu shebe'eis sheYisrael oiskim bebizo, la'alo yisho ashiros me'aklipa lakdusha, k'dei l'galo yisho gavnen shebashiros shem g'dolos ha'boirei. When the Jewish people are involved in acquiring wealth and revealing the light that's found in that wealth, the G'dulas HaBoireh, Shaydezeh Hachnoas HaMedameh, through which we bring down the Medameh, Shizbichnes Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is the concept of leaving Egypt, Oz Osak Moshe Shehu Hadas Bi'atzmo Yosef Shukoya Chatzdoko. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the highest intellect of the Jewish people, what was he involved in? Yosef HaTzadik, which is the power of Tzdoko. Ki ze ikar hatikun kanal, because that's the main tikun for the wealth. That's the main tikun for the money. Ki daiko alidei koyach hatzdoko meoirin umeirin hagavnin shebekesev zohov. It's through the koyach hatzdoko that we're able to bring forth the true light and holiness and blessing in the gold and silver. And that's the concept of being released from that slavery, getting out of that slavery. And now you'll understand automatically how this concept of leaving Egypt applies to every single person living in every single generation. Shekeshe oisek b'masu matan, that when a Jew is involved in parnosa, in earning a livelihood, in business, tzorech sheyie kol kavanosoi kedei legalois gedulas haboyri sporach haideish hamomoin sheloi. The person has to make sure that his main intention, his entire purpose, is to reveal the greatness of Hashem with his money. What do I want to make money for? What am I going to do with that money? I'm going to show Hashem's, I'm going to reveal Hashem's greatness. I'm going to use Shekshom Meluboshin Gavnin Oiloin, because we said that in this money is hidden heavenly light, heavenly colors. Vze Yizke Al Yidei Sheyosim Kol Liboy Vedaito Al Hatzdaka. And the way that a person accomplishes is by focusing. What's his most important? The minute he gets money, what's the first thing he wants to do? Buy a new car? Buy a new house? No. The first thing he wants to do is separate the tzedakah portion. That's his Rolls Royce. That's his most important joy. And that was his most important reason for making that money. The first thing is to do is the truma, the maisa, to give Hashem his peace. That's his galas gdulai saboyri. If your partner is Hashem, if you believe that your partner is Hashem, then who goes first? Who takes first? You or Hashem? The way you show that you believe that that Hashem is a partner and Hashem is the bracha in the money is by giving Hashem his peace first. That the first focus, the minute I get money, the first thing I want to do is, what can I do for Hashem with this money? Laharbois bitstoko lanim hagunim imamoinoi, to give generously charity to the proper, real worthy poor people from his money. Va'oz yistakein kol mamoinoi, and then the entire 100% is purified and it has its tikkun. V'yizke al yidei hamomoin daiko legalos gedulas haboy risporach, and then the person will be zoiche through the money to reveal the greatness of Hashem, ulahachnia hamedame, to defeat, to bring down the medame, velalois elasechel, and to get to true sechel, an example of that is to be completely satisfied and happy with what he has. That's real sechel. That's simcha. That's one of the highest levels of sechel. Avol hefech, kesheino noisin stokach hasashon. Whereas in the opposite scenario, when a person does not give charity, azai noifel letaivas momoin, then he falls into the pit, the ditch of taivas momoin, the unquenchable, insatiable desire for money, shehu avoidezora mamish, which is idol worship, literally, shenimshach mibilbul hamedame, which is caused by the confusion of medame, by all the bad effects of medame. Shehu b'chinas paroi u'mitzrayim, which are represented by paroi and Egypt, shemeshabed boi beforach, which enslaves this person and makes him struggle hard. Sheze b'chinas merirus hayegiois shel kol hameshukon b'tayves momen kanal. This is the concept of the bitter struggle of all of those people who are steeped in tayves momen. Aval kishenoisein stoko. Whereas when a Jew is zoche to give tzedakah properly, azayin is stakein mamoinoi, then his money is kitikun, it has its tikun, umeirin hagavnan iloin, and the heavenly colors, the heavenly lights in it shine, v'oz nichna hamadameshu paramitzrayim, then paramitzrayim is defeated, v'nitzol mimarirus hashibudanal, and the person is saved from that bitter struggle, that unhappiness, that dissatisfaction, that voice of doom and gloom, sheze bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the concept of leaving Egypt. Sheyotze memerirus hagolos shel tayves momoin, whereby the person leaves, he exits from that bitter exile of tayves momoin. Ki zoiche lihiyoy someach bechelkoi. The person is zoiche to experience the highest level joy, which is when a person is completely satisfied with what they have. Ukameshikosov Rabbeinu Zal b'Simen Yud Gimel Al Maimar Azoyer Kodesh Rucha Nochis Leshake Chamim Odaliba Ayin Shom. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 13 in the first half of Likud Imran, on the words of the Zoyer Kodesh, that there is a certain ruach, there is a certain spirit that comes down to cool off the fire in the heart. And Rabbeinu Zal explains that fire is that burning desire for wealth, for money, that insatiable desire, that taivas momoin. And the ruach is the nedivu slave, the generosity, tztoka. When a person is willing to share what he has with other people, that's what cools off that fire, that insatiable desire for money. First, we'll say again, what does money have to do with Egypt? Rav Nosson Zal mentions this in other places, that in Egypt it says they worshipped the sheep. Remember that Hashem told the Jews to take the sheep and slaughter it as Korban Pesach, and it says the sheep was the idol of Mitzrayim. What is a sheep? A sheep is money, wealth. The Gemara says that sheep are referred to in the Chumash as Ashtorois. Ashtorois. Shema Ashrois es Baalehim. A sheep makes its owner very wealthy. The Gemara shows how in the sheep, every part of the sheep you can make money on. The wool can be sold for this, the hooves for this, every part of it. So the sheep is symbolic of wealth. That represents wealth. So the sheep weren't this is, we're not talking about prehistoric times. We're not talking about thousands of years ago in ancient times when these stupid, silly people worshiped sheep. We're talking about today, now, all over the world, where supposedly intelligent human beings are enslaved for this vicious drive, this maddening drive for wealth, which totally occupies and preoccupies them. And many of them never experience a good day or a good moment in their life. Because even when they're on vacation, they got their blackberries and their their blueberries, and they're plugged in. They can't let go. They're constantly worrying and pursuing, chasing that unachievable wealth that they're trying more, never able to really enjoy and be totally satisfied with what they have.